All right, peace, y'all. What's poppin', man? What's poppin', man? I'm always late, man. That's why I could never keep a job. I always got fired because I was always late. She said, Jay, you supposed to be here at 9 a.m. I'm pulling up about 10:45. Just got me a BLT. You know what I'm saying? A coffee. Smoked some loud, was late. Had a loud night before. Yeah, it's crazy. Salute to everybody, man. Screw y'all for not showing me no love. You know what I'm saying? On the Cash App. Y'all know this is not easy. But I got to do what I got to do, man. Salute to everybody, man. I greatly appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. I got a video for y'all today. But we got the Life of Big Pun. You know what I'm saying? Did Fat Joe end his career? If you see this video, then you know what I'm talking about. Salute to Chris Rios Jr., Big Pun's son. You know what I'm saying? Good peoples of mine. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, salute to him, man. Also, we got the end of the world as we know it. All right? I ain't going to do too much talking on this, but we're going to definitely talk about some stuff that's going on right now. Now, if you want to join the Patreon, the link is in the description below. I'm going to shout some people out. EOS was popping. Jasmine, what's going on? Name on the check. Anthony Sutton, Latasha Moody, Francesco Diaz, Jay Williams, Brando, Sophie B, Simon, Officer Doofy, Most Hated Bronze, Flat, Bella Brittany was popping. Bella Brittany, Anthony Sutton, Say Less. These clips, Hurricane JW, Nasir the Infamous, Red Renee, Rashawn Jordan, Brando, Jay Williams. All right, so let's talk about it, y'all. We got some stuff to talk about today. Some crazy stuff to talk about today. All right, so now I want to get away from this Diddy stuff, but I can't, unfortunately, because it's everywhere. Between Diddy and Young Dolph, both of these dudes is in hot water right now. You know what I'm saying? Both of them, right? But it's some disturbing footage that came out, all right, in regards to Usher explaining what happened at the B Diddy parties, all right? And then we're going to talk a little bit about Claudia Jordan. Salute to my sources that sent me this, but I can't reveal them. Let's be clear here. Jaguar Wright, she does spit facts sometimes, but this lady, Claudia Jordan, I guess she accused Claudia Jordan of having a baby with Jay-Z and all of this stuff. I don't know what's going on. It's wicked, but we're going to play the clip, and she said that she was responsible for the girl getting knocked off. I don't know. I'm going to play it, though, but some people have mixed feelings about this situation. They believe that the lady Claudia Jordan was possibly paid off, okay, to refute or dispute these claims. All right? Because we know who's in power right now. All right? Now, I'm not a Jaguar Wright stan, but I got to call a spade a spade. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what I spoke on the other day about October 1st. So now, if you in California and you thought, oh, yeah, this ain't got nothing to do with, because I saw some of y'all in the comments talking about, well, I'm on the West Coast. This ain't got nothing to do with me. Guess what? The West Coast is now shutting down their ports. So now the whole United States is not getting no shipments. What the hell are you going to do? You better go out today and get you a 5-pound bag of rice. I would advise you to do that because tomorrow is going to be critical for you. And then Roseanne, the comedian Roseanne, I'm not really a fan of Roseanne, but she just did an interview with Tucker Carlson, right? And she kind of exposed the Illuminati and the people that work in Hollywood. Now, some of y'all may have saw this, some may have not. But this clip here is exactly what I be talking about. You know what I'm saying? It's exactly what I be talking about. Salute to Nasir. He said, two moons and ports closing. Listen, on the West Coast, I'm going to show y'all a clip. Starting in Riverside, California, they closing down all the ports. So you mean to tell me we not getting no shipments on the East Coast or the West Coast? How we going to eat? How we going to get gas? What's going on? Agenda 2030. They're going to starve us out until we're depressed and under stress. And then they're going to say, put the mark of the beast in you if you want us to save you. I guarantee you this. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible, son. All right, so let's get to this Claudia Jordan clip real quick, man. Now, if you a Jaguar Wright fan out there, salute to y'all, man. Jay Williams said they need to pay the workers. That's a fact. If you a Jaguar Wright fan out there, you could see clearly through this stuff, right? Because these people in higher positions will pay these specific people to tell them to steer the narrative. Now, I'm not on nobody's side, but you can if you know body language, you can clearly tell this woman is lying. Let's get to the clip, though.
I'm in Vegas at a party where Jay-Z was there, Diddy was there, my friend Kathy White, that y'all keep trying to tie me into her death. It is not true. She was not having an affair with Jay-Z. She never told me she was messing with him. Matter of fact, when she died, she had a boyfriend. His name was Malcolm, and she died with him. I need y'all to stop this rumor that she was pregnant by Jay-Z. She never told me that. I never seen her pregnant. I seen her drinking. We went to Magic Mountain, Six Flags together, and was on the rides. These are not things that people that are pregnant by superstars do.
No.
They try to protect that fetus. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. So I need y'all to stop, and people keep saying this shit, and it pisses me off. I'm sure it doesn't make her family feel good to constantly see this being brought up, that she was this mistress. She never told me. I met her in Memorial Day weekend in 2008, okay? I went to Vegas with my friend Nikki Chu, so go ask her, okay? I've been not saying her name. She introduced me to her. We stayed in the same hotel room because back then we was broke, okay? You and my girls were in Vegas. We did a girls trip. And she was like, my girl, Corey, she's cool. When we went out, we saw Jay-Z's assistant, who knew me from before. I auditioned for his videos, and we were cool. She invited us to dinner at Tao. Diddy, Jay-Z, Larry Johnson was at the dinner table. And this is an exclusive, y'all. I'm finally telling y'all. We was all around. Kathy was there. Nobody was hitting on us. We were actually like sitting there like, we don't belong at this table. And then we all walked to Tao, the back entrance, and was at a club. His table was here, and we were a table over. At one point, Jay-Z handed me a bottle of Ace of Spades, and we all had our bottles up. Someone took a picture. That is it. I got drunk, went back to the room, woke up the next day. Like, that was it. Nobody fucked nobody. That's what happened. And another time we saw him was another big weekend. If y'all are not familiar with Vegas, I know I'm going long. Memorial Day weekend, fight weekend, Labor Day weekend. That's when a lot of celebrities used to come out. So it would not be rare or odd to see a Diddy, a Jay-Z, an Eve, Lil Kim. They would be out there for that. We randomly ran into him. Now, the second time we saw him, he was definitely out there, and he had a show. Okay, he had a concert. And he was not paying my friend no mind. Like, we were all there, and he was just, like, polite. And he was not flirting with no one. There was nothing going on. So I need y'all to stop with this false narrative. A blogger, Jackie Jasper of Hollywood Street King, put this story out in 2008 because he was fed it from my hating ass ex that was trying to ruin my reputation. So he was taking any little thing. Oh, she was doing this, he was doing that. She's jealous that he hit on her, not her. It's not true, y'all. And y'all running with one source, and then Jaguar gets on and reiterate, brings the shit back up, and y'all believe it. Now, I'm not saying that she don't say some real stuff. I don't know her like that. But when it comes to me, I was never Diddy's girl. And if you had an address, I would fucking serve you. But you don't, okay? If you had an address, I would serve you. Can't serve the homeless. I saw him in Vegas at a party where Jay-Z was there.
Yeah, I see it. I see it. Salute to Stacy. Thank you. She said for blessings, man. Let me tell y'all, man, if you rock with this channel, you should donate, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not I'm not really covering the other news everybody else covering. So, you know, you should donate if you rock with the channel, man. The Most High is going to continue to bless you. I send out blessings to everybody that supports the channel, man. But salute to Stacey. Greatly appreciate you. Now, I see a lot of these people on YouTube. You have people like Umar, right, that just did an interview with All The Dialogue, and he was calling people that go against Jay-Z right now YouTube struggle streamers. That's what he said. And then you got a bunch of other YouTubers out there that you know, basically gobbling up Jay-Z because they don't want to lose their lifeline. Now, let's be honest here. A lot of these YouTubers, whether they're Black, Caucasian, Hispanic, a lot of these YouTubers have these high-ranking people in their pocket. Okay, this is how they climb up the ladder, if you didn't know this. Now, whether they are getting 10 views or 10,000 views or 100,000 views, their job is to steer the narrative. These are what you call agents, okay? And these people are paid, all right? So I don't buy none of this steering the narrative stuff or trying to deter what people, what Jaguar Wright is saying, because at the end of the day, this woman has no reason to lie. And then you're going to sit there and insult her and say, oh, yeah, well, if you wasn't homeless, I would have served you. What? You see, this that, you know, they be watching. You get what I'm saying? These people be watching. All right. Let me see. Nettie the Dawn says she talking way too fast. One sign. Yeah, that's a good point. Stacy said Claudia is definitely doing it for clout. Now, see, I don't know this lady. I don't know her. But the fact that she came out and tried to defute that whole story, it's kind of suspect. Like, don't believe what you hear on the media and what Jaguar Wright is telling you, because it's all a lie. It's all, if I had the money to find you, I would sue you. Whoa, what? What? Yeah, y'all not catching this stuff? Like, it's a lot going on. Salute Coley Greens. He said that's homeless BS. She got that off the net. Yeah, I heard that too, but it don't matter. Salute the Jaguar Wright, man. Now, we're going to talk about this clip here. Now, this is an old clip, right? But Jay Marvelous resurfaced this clip. Now, Usher is partially responsible for grooming Justin Bieber into the meth looking addict that he is today, right? That he's partially responsible for that. And plenty of people have saw clips of Justin Bieber being touched inappropriately by a lot of these Hollywood celebrities, right? But he also was groomed himself by P. Diddy at a very, very young age. Now, this clip that I'm going to show you is very old. But I managed to do some research and find this. Okay? I managed to find this. And he's going to explain what he saw at these P. Diddy parties. Let's get into it.
I moved to New York City. And I lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
That's the crazy thing. Now, that was L.A. Reid's idea, right? We're sending you over to something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go.
To learn
Flavor
some...
Flavor Camp!
Yeah,
Flavor
that's
camp.
What it was called. And you're going to go to Puff Daddy's.
He's
gonna
in the 90s. Do you understand what that's like?
Puffy's place was, like, just filled with chicks and... like nonstop, right?
No, not really. But it was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. And it was but I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild. It was,
so nobody tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
Uh-huh.
Biggie Smalls was there.
Biggie Smalls. Charles was there, Lil Kim, Craig Mack.
All these people are hanging around.
Yeah, man. Faith Evans, Mary J. Blige. They ain't know nothing about this shit.
Oh.
I was having a good time. You know what I mean?
Does he have you doing any chores? Are you doing dishes at all? I mean, to keep you humble somewhat? Or are you just like, can you stay up till 4 in the morning with them and party?
I mean, I could. I actually stayed up longer than them.
Do you have money? What's going on?
I mean, I had like per diem. Yeah. I had like, you know,
what
like a living.
Life.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
14 years old. You're a dad now. Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Hell no.
See?
First time you met Justin Bieber, this kid comes up to you. He's not Justin Bieber yet. He's just some kid. And he says, I want to sing for you.
It was at the studio of Jermaine Dupri's. I said, you know, why don't you set up a meeting between me and your manager? I'd love to meet with you and do this in a formal setting. I'm late for an appointment with Jermaine Dupri.
Right.
And I don't want to keep him waiting. Let's just do this the right way.
And then you have him come to audition for you, right?
Actually, with a few people. My wife at the time.
Right.
It also was Perry Reed, L.A. Reed's first wife.
You were all sitting in a room somewhere.
We were in a room.
Yeah.
And I showed her the video. And Perry says, are you crazy? You better get down there and meet this kid right now. He's amazing.
When all these dick pics come out and all this stuff with Bieber's big penis, are you the mastermind behind that? Say, listen, show off your big penis. People come to those concerts. Or are you sitting there?
Is that the kind of manager he's doing?
Usher, are you sitting down with him and saying, yeah, show your cock or leave it in your pants? I mean, do you sit him down and say, look, part of this is PR,
hey,
man.
By the way, he does have a brain of his own.
Yeah, but were you shocked at the size of his penis?
Hey, listen, he has a mind of his own. What he chose to do with his is his prerogative. He's managing that aspect of his life.
But Usher, is somebody...
I have nothing to do with Justin Bieber's private parts, man. Come on.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Salute to all the media platforms that come here to get the scraps. They said the smell that young man endured. Y'all talking about Justin Bieber's junk. I don't understand that. That's kind of weird. And then y'all got to understand, Usher was like 14, 15 when he was around Diddy. So he was at them Diddy parties at a young age, man. He was at them Diddy parties at a young age. That whole situation was pause. All right? It was pause. And he said he saw some wild stuff that he can't talk about. How we just letting this slide? Somebody said in the chat, let me go up to their comment, because they said something crazy. A collard green said, why nobody talking about Lil Yachty being around Usher underage too? There's pics. Let me see that. Let me see if you Lil Yachty Usher. What? Nah, that's not real. Is that true? I don't see them pictures, dog. They must have scrubbed that. I don't see that. Lil Yachty under Lil Yachty Usher Young. I don't see that. I don't see that. I know Lil Yachty, his father was down with the Dungeon family or Mos Def in them. He's an industry plant too, respectfully. You know what I'm saying? Native Florida said they all gizzle. Yeah. Xavier Coleman Watkins said, what up, Jay? Usher mom sold him to the game. Thank you. Now see, people, this is going over people's head because he said his mother didn't know that he was there. You get what I'm saying? His mother didn't know that he was there. So how you got a 14, 15-year-old that just get on a bus and go to New York and you ain't even checking to see where your kid is at? Like, what's going on? Ain't nobody asking these questions? And then you hanging out the whole weekend with P. Diddy and, like, I mean, at least either you was adopted or your mom just didn't care, son. Like, you was in the streets. Because I know a lot of latchkey kids can relate to that because, you know, it's kind of crazy, though. Florida Native said, Yachty Gizzle? I don't know about that. Yeah, I would say so. He did say, you know, he, I don't know. Ben Saylor said, Bieber mom, too. Nadia, what's poppin'? She said, what kind of parent does that? That's what I'm saying. It's something sinister about Bieber and Usher, right? With their parents is not involved to the point where they just let their children go hang out with this guy, P. Diddy, for the weekend. Now, I'm not saying that P. Diddy is on some weird, perverted stuff where he's dealing with children. Because in his court documents, nothing has came up about him dealing with young minors, right? Only thing he's been charged with was abuse and human trafficking and spiking people drinks, as far as we know, right? And illegal prostitution and all that stuff. That's what he's been charged with. But I'm not gonna put that young kid stamp on him unless that stuff comes out. Now, if Justin Bieber comes out and says, "Hey, you know, Diddy did this to me when I was 14," then it's bad. Then it's bad. That's nasty work. We can't allow that. You know what I'm saying? But I can't just put that on there and say, because right now the media is just going crazy. They just want to run rampant and throw the man's name in the mud. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot going on. Now, DJ said, didn't Yachty wear a dress on his song with Drake and the Baby? Yeah, he sure did. And he got his nails painted. There's no difference, you know what I'm saying? I'm not surprised with any of these new rappers. The toughest gangster drill rapper probably paints his nails. That's a fact. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you dealing with homo thugs these days, because these niggas will boom you and boom you. Pause. Okay? Now, let's talk about what I seen the other day, right? And salute to Xavier. Thank you, Xavier, man. I greatly appreciate you. And my boy, Isaiah Johnson, man. Salute to you, my guy, Isaiah Johnson. Thank you, my G. I appreciate y'all, man. Anybody that sends donations to the channel, man, I greatly appreciate y'all, man. Now, we was talking the other day about October 1st, which is, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow. Now, the ports are going to be closing on the East Coast, being that a lot of dock workers are going on strike, right? But now LA has got on board, and this could be detrimental, okay, for the whole United States, and I'm going to explain why. Now, salute to these people out here. This is the Teamsters. If you're a part of the Teamsters Union, salute to y'all, man. But y'all niggas need to get back to work. Because I don't want to have to deal with not getting nothing, son. This is crazy.
If you're a teacher, punch out, grab your stuff, go home. Let's get out of here. We are officially on strike.
Let's go.
Punch out, let's go. We are officially on strike.
What about your feelings?
Who are we?
Teamsters.
Who are we?
Teamsters.
Who are we?
Teamsters.
Who are we?
Teamsters.
No contract. No contract. No contract. No contract. No contract. No contract. No contract.
Yo, I don't think people understand the seriousness in this, man. Like, if the ports is closed, dog, on both coasts, the East and the West Coast, how are we getting anything? I think people not taking this serious. Like, yo, son, I don't know if people just think this is a hoax, or if they just thinking that these people are not important. But if there's no dock workers, who's going to unload the trucks? Just think about this. If there's no dock workers, who's going to unload the trucks on the pallets to get your food to you, to the distributors? Nobody. Because the truck driver ain't going to do it. All right? And I think a lot of people are not taking this serious. Now, if you got both coasts basically going on strike, right? What this did to me, it insinuated that there's a bigger plan. I really truly believe that in a matter of 5 years, because we're going into 2025 right now, right? In the matter of 5 years, things are going to be totally different. Now, I don't like to fearmonger people, but this could be the start of the ending. This could be the start of the ending where things are fluctuated, such as food prices, gas, where we start to now have to rely on things like minerals like gold and silver, right? Because you have banks all across the world that are now saying, we're not accepting cash anymore. They're not accepting cash in certain places of the world, right? And what this makes me think about is that, you know, we watch these, I don't know about y'all, but I watch a lot of sci-fi movies and I see these type of things happening. And it just shows me that the end is very near. To the point where most of us are not even prepared. We're so caught up in being fly and going to the best restaurants and eating the finest foods and having the brightest jewelry and the nicest cars and the biggest house. But just think about this. What about if in 3 years none of that shit even matters? Just think about this. If you spent your entire life savings to live like somebody that you'll never be, and then 3 years later, none of this even matters, to the point where your cars are taken away from you, the electric is out, the gas is out, there's no food, you get robbed. You get what I'm saying? You women out there, y'all think y'all so strong without a man, dudes coming up to you doing the most. And I don't want to say the R word, but you know what it is. Think about this. We living in dangerous times right now. And I think a lot of these type of situations with this P. Diddy and all of this other nonsense is going on. It's keeping people distracted, son. Oh, yeah. People going to leave. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. People going to leave because they don't. They're here for the nonsense. But that's all right, because their brains is made of mush. Their brains are made of mush. And there's nobody that can save them. It's crazy. Yeah, Florida Native said, keep God first. Yeah, man, listen, let me tell y'all something, man. It's getting critical. And I think for the most part when, you know, because let's be honest here, we've... Throughout this whole week, we've seen people like Yo Gotti and P. Diddy. And then what's the other situation that went on? Cardi B and Offset. All of these things are distractions. And it's so ironic that it's distractions to the black community, right? But then you got places like Florida and North Carolina that's flooded with this Hurricane Helene thing. And nobody's talking about this. Nobody's talking about the people out there that's suffering. Nobody. Nobody. Right? People out there don't have power. They don't have water. They don't have any way. There's no survival tactics, but nobody's talking about this. But everybody's focused on P. Diddy, okay? Cardi B and Offset getting divorced, all right? What's the other nonsense? And Yo Gotti getting indicted. And some of my people from Florida, man, I'm praying that y'all all right right now. Salute to all of my people from Florida, man. You know what I'm saying? Salute to all my people from Florida, man. But it's just crazy when you think about this, man. Now, I'm gonna play this clip in regards to Roseanne. Now, Roseanne, she's credible, but then sometimes she's not credible. But she basically explained how this whole, you know, entertainment industry works. Now, at the point of her career, you know, Roseanne got some, she got some flack. But now she's on the outskirts, kind of like exposing the industry. And I believe her. Even though she's a yarmulke, I believe her. All right? I believe her. Let me play this clip without further ado.
You know they eat, but that is not bullshit. It's true.
So it's not just the dogs and the cats, not just the pets.
It's not just the dogs and the cats. They're full on vampires. And everybody still thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. They're full on vampires. They love the taste of human flesh and they drink human blood. They do, Tucker. Stop staring at me like that.
You're freaking me out, man. Because you spent your life in the entertainment business, so I think you have some authority on this.
So many kids that I was in mental institutions with over the years, they are all from those cults. And they've covered it all up. They covered it all up. And, you know, I just pray to God. I'm just going to pray to God that he opens everybody's eyes in this country. By the time we go in to vote for Trump, that he will open up everybody's eyes and they will stop pretending to be asleep. You know what they say? You can't wake people up that are pretending to be asleep. But I pray to God, please wake up even those who are pretending to be asleep with the irrefutable truth of what the worst people on this planet are really up to. They are really up to that. They're doing it. There are so many victims. There are so many victims. There are so many children victims that are now adults. The epidemic in America is child sexual abuse, and I just want people to see it. I want people to open up their eyes and see how prevalent and horrible it is. One of three girls, one of four boys in this country today. It's just horrible, and you just can't la-la-la it away anymore. It's going to get more and more apparent, and you got to choose your side.
Yo, man, it's crazy. Salute to Brother Sanchez, man. Brother Sanchez, if you in the building, salute to you, my guy. Salute to you. Salute to Brother Sanchez. Make sure y'all go over there and subscribe to Brother Sanchez's channel. Brother Sanchez, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, he's been doing YouTube way longer than I have, and he's taught me a lot also, man. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Brother Sanchez, man. That's the big homie, man. Yeah, man, that's the dude right there. I got a lot of love for Brother Sanchez, man. Word. Salute to Jerry Moore, man. Thank you, Jerry Moore. He said, thank you. He said, thank you, Jay. Salute to Jerry Moore, man. I greatly appreciate you. Now, I don't know how I feel about Roseanne's situation. Now, she could be waking up out the Matrix. I see a lot of people in the chat saying like, oh, you know, she's still a small hat, whatever. But she could be waking up out the Matrix, man. Like, you know, and for her to actually say that on a public platform, that this stuff is going on, you know, and these are things that we already knew about. You know what I'm saying? We already knew about this stuff. You know what I'm saying? But just to hear people in Hollywood confirm this, it kind of solidifies it. You get what I'm saying? And it's kind of creepy, man. It's kind of creepy, man. Yeah, Anthony Sutton said they F with the feed. I don't know what he mean by that. Salute to B-Munger Wash. What's popping, man? Somebody, Aunt Jay Williams says she make me want to drink. Yeah, she do got a kind of slurred speech, but I think Roseanne kind of like understands what's really going on. Even though I don't agree with a lot of stuff she says, it's a lot of validity. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of validity and a lot of BS. Yeah, man. Let me see. They said, why nobody talk about J-Lo? Kari said, why nobody talk about J-Lo? Well, I mean, J-Lo kind of like, in my opinion, she kind of like separated herself from the hip-hop community. So if we talking about if we talking about black topics, right? When we talking about Usher, Justin Bieber, P. Diddy, J-Lo kind of separated herself from that community a long time ago. A long time ago. So in order for you to separate yourself from these people, you will no longer be associated in these topics of conversation. You get what I'm saying? Now, I see Florida Native says something. He said J-Lo kept his secrets. That's a fact. Now, I'm not disputing this. She may be a ride or die. J-Lo might be the type of chick that you could tell her, yo, boof this joint in your box when the cops come. She might be a ride or die. She from the Bronx. All right? We not going to dispute that. She's from the Bronx. All right, so Bronx women is cut different. They not gonna call the cops on you unless they really want you to get gone. I'm just gonna be honest with you. Bronx women don't play with police. From my experience, salute to my homegirl Chica. They don't play with police. They don't mess with police. They don't talk to police. They don't call police. They will pull out a butcher knife before they call police on you. But that's just what I know. All right. But she could have just separated herself from that environment, you know what I'm saying, and then don't want to deal with it. They said she is a rider. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, most people may say that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I know a lot of people from the Bronx, specifically Hispanic women, they will stick by your side. You know what I'm saying? They will not, they won't throw you in jail. They won't call the cops on you. They will stick by your side. And then when they fed up, they done with you. You're not getting back with that. She going to the next one. She's not, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. But J-Lo's not innocent neither. She's not innocent neither. She got some BS too. Let me see. She fine still. Okay, nah. J-Lo has never sang any. All right. Flashy Murdy was popping. He said, after her and Diddy arraignment was done, she left the industry. Nah, she's still in the industry, dog. She's still in the industry. J-Lo is definitely a part of the industry. Now, I'm going to play this. I got to show y'all this real quick. Since we want to talk about some stuff. Hold on. Let me show y'all this before I get off the live. Let me show y'all this, man. All right. So y'all know. I don't know. Do y'all think this dude is crazy? Let me ask y'all this, man. Do y'all think this NBA player is crazy? AJ Griffin, man. My bad, y'all. So, all right, hold on. Let me start it over. So apparently the brother left a $14 million NBA contract to serve the Lord. Now, for all y'all out there, would y'all leave the NBA $14 million to serve the Lord? I want real answers here. I would like real answers here. He left this money behind, but I'm going to let him tell his story. Let's get to it.
To bring it all down in a short summary, I gave up basketball to follow Jesus, and I know that in a lot of people's eyes, that seems like it seems like a loss in the world's eyes. But I just want to let you guys know that I'm super excited because I truly get to serve God, you know, with my full yes. And I feel like letting go of basketball is allowing me to, you know, go into full-time ministry and truly serving the Lord with all my heart, with all my time too as well. So I'm just excited to see where that leads me. Yeah. So like with that being said, man, I just want to go through the steps on like how, you know, I came to this, you know, realization that I want to let go of basketball and follow God. And this really has to start off with, you know, me giving my life to Christ in 2020. I truly accepted him back then. He found me. You know, I know we say we find God, but he finds us.
Yeah, man, that's powerful right there. I'm not gonna lie. For any black person to turn down $14 million, especially in this economy right now, the Lord called that man. You know what I'm saying? Flashy Murdy said something real. He said, not all money is good money. That's a fact. Salute to Marcus Sinega, man. Thank you. He said, what's good, Jay? Stay blessed and keep up the work, man. Salute to you, Marcus Sinega, man. Definitely going to, man. If I could keep my foot on these industry people's neck, that's all I would do. I don't have no time to waste. All right, I stay in my lane and that's it, man. Nadia said, he said Jesus. Anthony Sutton said he ain't selling out. Twin Biddy said, never know, you play your first game and get injured. That's a good point. Yo, y'all want to know something, man? So, I'm not a gambling man, right? I'm not a gambling man. I don't gamble at all, right? But I happen to go on, I'll just say, a sports betting thing, right? And I was like, all right, let me just see how this thing works. I've never did this stuff before. And I went to the first thing, right? And when it was like, I went against, and mind you, Philly, I love the Philadelphia Eagles, but y'all suck this year. So, Hurts is a terrible quarterback. He's terrible, right? He's garbage. Terrible quarterback. So I go with the first bet that everybody else is doing, and they set me up. I click on it, and it said, if I put down $5, I could win like $200. That's how they wheel you in. But they're stealing our money, though. Let's be honest here. These sports betting programs are stealing our money. I put down, like, a good idea. Let me try it. I put down $5. Like, literally, I had $15 and put down $5 on the thing. And they take out Saquon Barkley the whole game. Mind you, Saquon Barkley is one of the best running backs right now. They take him out the whole game. When I lost, right, I lost this bet, I said, the sports is in cahoots with these daggone programs. It gotta be. Because how you just take him out? He didn't get injured or nothing. You just took him out the whole game? You mean to tell me everybody else scored? And it was so easy. It was like Hurts had to score a touchdown. I think Barkley had to score, somebody else. And I lost. It's rigged. Thank you, Flashy Murdy. He said, it's all a scam. They're in cahoots with the NFL, son, and all these sports betting things. It's a scam. It's a scam. Only people that win that stuff is the people that bet against the odds. If you bet against the odds, you win. If you go against what they tell you to go with, you're going to lose, bro. Like, I was so disappointed, son. I'm like, this can't be real, man. Like, and I don't even gamble, son. Like, that's not my thing, son. I don't even gamble, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I was hurt. That shit hurt my feelings. Yo, watch your mouth about the Eagles fan. First of all, Shice Black, I'm an Eagles fan. You didn't hear me? I just said Hurts is garbage. That's all I said. Okay, our quarterback is trash. I'm not a Giants fan or a Jets fan. I hate the Jets and the Giants. I'm an Eagles fan. I've been an Eagles fan for 4 years now. All right? But God, get him out of there. I don't want to talk sports. They keep making their money while we lose ours. I'm telling you, it's got to be think about it. Think about how many people put down $5, $10, $20 just to make a bet and then you lose. But the NFL and the NBA is still making money. But then at the end of the day, and I'm not trying to deter anybody from do this type of thing, but if you go against the odds, you got a better chance of winning. If you go with the first thing that pop up on your screen, like, yeah, you can win $3,000 if you put down $10, and you go with that stupid shit, you're gonna lose, bro. You're gonna lose. The odds is already in that favor. They already see it. It's like the sports betting tell them, yeah, take out Saquon Barkley, son. Take him out. Because we know he's gonna score. Just take him out of the game. There was no way for him not to be in the game the whole time, son. Come on, son. Why are you gonna take a perfectly good player out the game? Ah! Florida native said, I won $2,000 off $20, man. God bless you. You must have went against the odds. Yeah, but this is crazy. I'm going to play this Claudia Jordan thing again. And then we're going to play this Usher stuff, man. I did want to show y'all this again, too. I want to show y'all this, too. Oh, maybe I should show y'all this. Hold on. So, y'all know, what's that actor name? Columbus Short? Yeah, look what he said, y'all. Salute to Sag. Y'all go follow her, man. This the homie right here. Look what he said. Hold on, let me zoom it in. Hold on. Jay got all the news, man. They don't put me in no gossip category neither, son. I don't do no celebrity gossip. I'm just coming up here talking the news. That's all I'm doing, man. Hold on. Let me show y'all this real quick. Look what he said about this. About the Diddy parties and all of that. Look what he said. Look what he had to say, son. Hold on. Let me get this right.
So I used to, and you know, so I used to drink a lot, mm-hmm. like a lot. Like I would drink, I could drink a bottle of tequila by myself. And I had got invited to this meeting, but I hadn't drank all day. And so this is now, it's night. It's like 11:30, 12. There was only about 14, 15 people in there, but some people. And they was like, Columbus, what you drink at Columbus? I'm like, I only drink one thing, tequila. And they were like, oh, get him. Oh, we got the smoothest tequila. So I was like, all right, let me get a shot. So I'm over here, like, we chopping it up. I take my shot. I'm like, pretty smooth. So we chopping it up. 5 minutes go by, 7 minutes go by. Something wrong.
Whoa. Something was in your drink.
Something wrong. Because I'm getting dizzy. I'm like, I'm trying.
On
one shot. So I'm like, I'm trying to stay focused. You know, but I'm hearing, but it was, I'm like, I start getting a little sweaty. I was like, oh, something wrong. I gotta find. But I played it cool.
Where's the restroom?
Where's the bathroom? Yeah. So I'm like, they like down this hall, and it's like a big ass house in Atlanta. So I'm like, walking down the hallway, looked like the Starship Enterprise. I go to the bathroom, and I put my finger down my throat, and I cat backing.
Cause you knew.
And my manager was with me, so he kicked in the door. Boom, Short, you alright? I was like, bro, I don't know, bro. I was like, son. He's like, the driver's still outside. Let's go. So we go out, and they all met us in like the vestibule, and they're like, hey, you good, Short? And I was like, chill, just relax. I'm like, nah, I gotta. I was like, nah, I'm fine. I gotta be at set early in the morning. Boom, get in the SUV. Just get out of here.
Damn.
Right. So
who was at this party?
That was the night that being an alcoholic saved my life and my booty hole.
Bruh. Bruh. Yo. Be careful out here, man. Be careful out here. Be careful out here, man. All right? A lot of people want to be with the in crowd. You know what I'm saying? And then find out the bad, sad way. You know what I mean? Find out the bad, sad way. Y'all remember that joint? What was that dude name, man? I can't play the clip because it's owned by a record company. But there was a guy that said that he was signed to No Limit Records. I can look this up. It's on YouTube. And he said that he was signed to Master P's label. And he didn't say it was Master P, but he said there's some record companies out there that will record you doing some foul stuff. And then if you don't want to sign the contract, they just pop the tape in like, you don't remember doing this? That's how them situations happen, man. You know what I'm saying? If you watch the movie Blink Twice, it all of that stuff is in there. These people was half asleep the whole time. Oh, we just out of our mind. We don't know what's going on. Then they got to get flashbacks and come to find out the flashbacks is really subliminally the tapes. Yeah, you don't remember doing this? You don't remember that happened to you? It's sad, man. It's sad. You know what I'm saying? All to Nothing that said, no, not no limit. Look the clip up. I don't want to play it because I'll show you. I will show you. I have no problem showing y'all where the source is. But the guy said, he said, yo, they will get you on tape doing stuff to you. You know, not right. He said it. He said they will get you to do stuff on tape that's not right. He was like, yo, then the next thing you know, you got a tape of you out there. You know what I mean? And expose industry. Look, I'm gonna show y'all, I'm gonna find it. Here you go. So Show Cheese is his name. Look, let me pull it up so y'all know I'm not capping. Look it up. This, I can't play the video because it's owned by a record company. But y'all can see the views is not that high, right? Look, he talking about all of this nonsense that go on. And he was down with no limit. This dude was down with no limit. He talked about it. Tariq Lopez said, I seen that clip on Zest the Agenda vid by Black. Yeah, West Gal said, you are correct, Jay. Yeah, look it up. Look this dude up. He said he got on a No Limit chain, so I believe him. He got on a No Limit chain in the video. He said, yo, they will get you on tape. They will record you while you sleep. They said, you don't remember doing this? And then they said, yo, sign the deal. If you don't sign the deal, we're going to put this tape out to your whole family, son. This stuff is not a joke. This stuff is not a joke. I tried to put this in one of my videos and YouTube blocked it. So I'm not even going to show it, son. But yeah, he told the business, son. He told, T-Miles is his name. You know what I'm saying? He told the business. He talked about the rituals and everything. A&R executive warns artists about the rituals. He told it. He told the business. He told the business. Yeah, he did. You know what I'm saying? They said old ass video. Don't matter. Some people ain't seen this. You know what I'm saying? Some people ain't seen this. Yeah. Let me shout some people out before I get up off of here, man. Lakeisha, thank you, Lakeisha. I appreciate you, Lakeisha. Thank you for supporting the channel, man. Greatly appreciated. Salute to my guy, Don Prototype, man. Florida native. JD Lay, what's poppin'? Kalo K, Sock Passe to all my people, man. AFMG, the music game is dark. Who don't know that? A lot of people don't know that, bro. Let's be honest here. You have young kids that come up right now, that's coming up right now, that don't want to believe this stuff happens, or they just may not know about it, or their family relatives or their parents can push them in that direction. They don't even know nothing about it. They keep them away from this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Billy Batson said, I guess the truth have expiration dates. Never. That's only for the green. Cardo Ball, man, Jay, never my ish. But he read that. Man, Jay, never my ish. But he read that. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what you talking about, dog. Let me see. That means he been told us. Jaguar, Rashawn Jordan said, Jaguar said that same thing about how she got her tape back. Let me tell you, man, this stuff is no joke, man. It's not a joke.
To New York City, and I lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
That's the crazy thing. Now that